This last lie is the lie that I don't have anything to say, which I think can torment some future podcasters. It holds a lot of people back and it's a crazy lie. But here's the good news. There's something that I refer to, I've kind of coined the term or the phrase, the innovation of information. How to think about the creative process, just a different way on how to think about the creative process. Everyone has something to say. Here's the truth, guys. Everyone has something to say. Now, what do you have that other people want to hear? That's always the question. When I helped people write their books, I used to be a ghostwriter. I helped a lot of people, find their theme and their thread of their life so that they could tell their stories and they could interject their, you know, life stories and their learnings in life. Yet they were connected to something that other people needed or wanted. Okay. So we have to think about it through the lens of what do other people want to hear? Okay. So this is a really fun story that I hope inspires you, but it was about 7 years ago when I had just moved to Los Angeles. I was part of this group that really helped Christians who wanted to influence Hollywood. So it was a program. It was a pretty expensive program that I was a part of, which was amazing. And I got involved in some cool stuff because of it. So it was just really great. And we were in Hollywood at this really cool house one night. And there was this man speaking. And he was like a Christian consultant to HBO. Basically what that means is that he, you know, HBO was like, hey, what does a Christian audience want? What do they, how do they, you know, function? Like what kind of stories do they want to hear? You know, they were doing basically market research, which is very smart. And, you know, but they needed someone who knew that. And so this gentleman was that to them, which I think is a pretty cool job actually. And so he was, you know, that was his, one of his gigs. And he told us a story, which I will never forget. 7 years later, it's still like top of mind because it's so powerful. And he basically was talking to a bunch of like up and coming filmmakers, you know, people that, you know, feel called to like TV and media and film. More not internet though. It was just at that time more like TV, film, maybe radio. So again, this is a good 7 years ago. Of course, podcasting was going on. The internet was obviously rolling, but it, you know, this wasn't recent. This was a while ago, but it was still a very cool thought that he had. He said, look, everybody wants to reach the masses. Everybody wants to, you know, have a blockbuster hit when it comes to a movie or something like that that reaches like 20 million people or whatever. He said, but what if you niche down into like a smaller segment of the population? Now, if you've been anywhere around online marketing, like you have heard this thing called the micro niche or the niche. Some people call it niche. I guess just depends, you know, how you want to say it. But how this is kind of the next big thing in marketing, especially online internet marketing, where you're doing Facebook ads and things like that. And I think that's amazing. But I'm talking about this being said 7 years ago by a man who was a little more schooled in kind of the TV and film side of things. And, you know, it was probably like the inception of what's happening now. But he said, when you take two opposite things. So this is a little different than what they teach in like online business stuff. But he said, when you take two opposite things and you cross them over, that's where you find a very powerful niche. He basically said, there are 20,000 people in the world that like the same two things you like, no matter how strange they are. Now, he gave us a great example of this, which I will never forget. It's why I like to tell stories when I teach, because the stories are what I remember. So I think and hope that some of the stories I give you are some of the things that you remember that really help you down the line. But he said there was a radio show that these two gentlemen did, and all they talked about on their radio show was Bigfoot, as in like the theoretical character, you know, Bigfoot, and the Green Bay Packers. Those are the only two subjects they talked about on this radio show. And it was wildly popular. And, I don't remember if he said, like, they had 20,000 people that listened to this radio show every week. But it was something like that. It was crazy. And his whole point was, there are 20,000 people in the world that will like the two things that you also like, no matter how weird they are. And I think that is brilliant. And I think that is what we all should look for, right? We should all look for those two things that maybe seem a little at odds or seem very opposing or seem to have nothing to do with each other. And when we put those two things together, ding, we have got our thing. So I love that. I think it's so exciting. Okay, so grab a piece of paper. Pause me if you need, but grab a piece of paper because we are going to do a little exercise. Okay, I assume you paused if you needed a minute, so I'm just going to keep rolling here. But I want you to write down a couple questions, okay? I want you to write down the answer to this question. What do you love? What do you love? It could be anything. I want you to write your top three answers. So three things that you love. Okay, next question. Remember, pause me if need. What do you know? Write down your top three answers on the question, what do you know? What do you know about? What are three things that you know about? Whether it's knitting, whether one of my podcast clients, she's like, I love knitting. You know, that was just one of her, you know, one of my other podcast clients, they have a podcast called The Old Moms Club, which I think is hilarious because they had babies when they were in their upper 30s, early 40s. And so they know about being a new mom at an older age. And so that's what they know, you know, so it can be very strange things, maybe, and it may be things that people always are like, oh my gosh, you're so good at this. And you don't really see yourself good at that. Like you just, it's very natural to you. It's very easy. It's like, duh, everyone knows this. No, trust me. Not everyone knows what you think everyone knows. God gave that to you special. Okay. Question number three. What problem can you solve for others? This can also be a wide range of things, you know? It can be an internal problem that they have, right? It can be an external problem. It can be tangible. It can be intangible. I want you to pause if need be and write down the top three answers. Now remember, phone a friend. You can always ask God to help you because he has all the wisdom. Now, I want you to look at these three lists that you've just made on this piece of paper and ask yourself, or God, which three go together best? Now, that could mean that they are opposite of each other, or that could mean that they make sense in a way in your head that might, again, not be obvious to everyone else. Or maybe it is obvious. That's okay as well. Okay, next question. Who is your who? Now, if you've taken any kind of online business courses, you've heard this question be asked. Now, this question has screwed me up for a long time, if I'm really honest with you. So I don't want you to get stuck here, okay? Like, it'll come to you. God will reveal it to you. But here's a good way of thinking about it. If a sponsor reached out to you, say a company that has some money, okay? And they're like, oh my gosh, I love your podcast. I would love to consider sponsoring your podcast. Who could you say listens to your podcast? Who could you tell them listens to your podcast? Because here's how sponsorships work. Sponsorships work in the way that they want to sell something to the audience that listens to you. But if they don't know who listens to you, if you don't know who listens to you, then it's kind of hard to make that connection for them. Now, if you're doing this podcast because God told you to, or you're doing this podcast to impact people, this might not matter. So don't get hung up on it. But if you do, like if your main reason is to make money, you want to figure this part out. Another creative way to think about what you have to say
is by asking yourself, what three things have you overcome in life? Okay, this is great. What three things have you overcome in life? We have all overcome some crazy stuff, and it's all very different. Again, some of it's internal stuff, right? Like the inner critic. Some of it's external stuff, you know, like poverty or like abuse or, you know, I mean, church hurt or, you know, there's plenty of things going on in the world that I'm sure you've run into. So, you know, what are three things that you've overcome in life? Write them down. Okay, now we're going to do a little math equation. Don't get scared. I want you to write down what you love plus what you know plus what you have overcome equals what you have to say. Okay? All right, let's do that again, just in case you missed it. What you love plus what you know plus what you have overcome equals what you have to say. Then I want you to add in times. Okay, so whatever you had, whatever your equal was, right? Whatever you have to say, times what problem you solve and for whom, especially if you want to make money. Look, if you don't want to make money, you don't really have to think about this part as much. Or if you're okay to start slow and, you know, kind of like sort through how to make money as you go, then don't worry about this. Just get started, okay? But if making money is very important to you off the bat, then you do need to figure this part out. What problem do you solve and for whom do you solve it? That's going to be vital if you want to make money. Now, if you're like, look, Lindsay, God told me to do this. I have another way I make money. Eventually it'd be cool to make money off my podcast, but it's not my main reason. Then don't worry about that. Don't even worry about that. Okay. Does that make sense? Yes. Just kidding. I can't hear you, unfortunately. Again, the questions, you know, you can go back and re-listen. You can, you know, but definitely take time to really get this done because it's really going to help you. It's really going to help you. And here's the exciting part, guys. We've reached the end of season one. So this was kind of our first season, our preparatory, you know, our classes before the main class, just to get your wheels turning, to get you excited, to get you thinking. But starting next time, we are jumping head first into the how-to. And so I'm excited about that. Again, if you are like already jumped in, look, I know I'm an activator. You give me like one or two sessions of this and I'd already be like logging on to Anchor, like starting my podcast. Okay, that's just how my brain works, not how everybody's brain works. But if you're like that, if you jump in and you learn as you go, which is what I did, that's amazing. But if you're stuck and you're like, Linz, like, thanks for all your content, but I just want to get to the brass taxes, like, I've got a little more income I can, you know, use to get this stuff started. Again, y'all are part of my family, so you get friends and family, right? Okay. So if you do want a one-on-one session with me, again, right now I'm offering these for you guys for $150 for an hour of my time, which is a pretty good deal, honestly. And I can help you with any part of any of this or anything about podcasting. So go ahead and email me if you want to schedule one of those. It's Lindsay. So my first name, which is Lindsay at lindsaysnyder.com. Yeah, give me a call. A call. Hello, hilarious. Give me an email and let me know that you want to schedule one-on-one and we will get that done for you guys. So I'm super excited. And next time we are jumping headfirst into get it done mode. Okay. All right. Talk to you soon. Bless you. Bye.